Good morning. You're tuned in to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. My name is Brooke Schaefer, and I'm in the studio this morning with my guests for the morning interview. I'm happy to have with me this morning Melinda McAdams, who is a member of the Greater Sitka Arts Council, as well as the director of Sitkins Can Dance, and Betty Gray, a member of the Greater Sitka Arts Council. Thank you both for being here this morning.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
It's great to have you here and to talk about a jam-packed Saturday evening. There are two events happening, and they're all focused on art, which is really fun and exciting for the artists out there or the appreciators of art. This is your chance to come out. So I want to turn to you first, Betty, and ask you about kind of the first event happening tomorrow evening.
Yeah, so it's the Fall Art Walk, which is from 5 to 7, and it just takes place all over Lincoln Street. So it's a really fun opportunity to kind of get back on Lincoln Street after a very busy summer. And we have 14 businesses who are hosting different artists and musicians. So it's a great way to check out some new art, see what the stores are doing this time of year, and just kind of get out there and have some fun.
Yeah, it does sound nice. I think we're used to Lincoln Street being jam-packed in the summer, and many of us avoid it, and now it's a chance for it to be jam-packed with locals, which is really a great opportunity.
For sure.
Yeah. And it is about checking out the stores that are down there. A piece of that we can chat about, but also some of the art that's being shown. So I'd love to hear a little bit about some of the artists that will be out.
Yeah, I'm really excited. So Stephen Laurie is showing some of his new paintings at Sitka Rose Gallery. We have Jennifer Younger, who's bringing her work to the Sitka Pier Sea Salts. There is different crochet artists in town, and we have a ceramicist from Minnesota coming in that will be at the Cove Gallery. So it's going to be really, really cool, and there are a bunch of musicians, which I always think is really fun, too.
So everywhere you wander into, you might hear some music. Who are some of the groups and the musicians we might hear?
So Zach Kirkpatrick is at Salty Life, which should be really fun. There's Adam Lekowitz, who's going to be at Bev's Flowers, and Pointing the Birds at Misfit Island Cafe. They're the ukulele group. And so if you're inspired, you can head over to Island Artist Gallery and see some of Jim Kirkpatrick's ukuleles, which are beautiful and make a good gift, too.
And he is a woodworker in town. You can see his art in the artist's gallery on the regular. I think it's Jim Kirkness. And he is adding in ukuleles, though. Mm-hmm. So now musicians can buy his art as well, which is very cool. So, lots going on right there, just art and music. But then there's also a chance to check out some stores that you haven't seen before and do some shopping for the holidays.
Exactly.
Tell us about that piece.
Yeah, so there's a bunch of new businesses in town, which is a great opportunity to check them out. There's Misfits Island Cafe. They're going to do half-off coffee drinks with a food purchase. Fate Accompli is going to have a really fun night. They're doing 10% off store-wide and then giving door prizes every 15 minutes to people who are in there. So you can get some treats for yourself, some treats for your friend. The Sitka Lighthouse store just moved into their new spot since last year. They have all their Christmas stuff out and are doing 15% off regularly priced items. So it's a really fun time to check out the Christmas gear and see what's new down there.
And there is one other component that's happened in past years, and that's this passport. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
So the passport's really fun. They'll be available to pick up at Bev's Flowers, Artist Cove Gallery, and Island Artist Gallery. And it's basically just a little passport, and you stamp it at each location. And if you get all the locations stamped, you can turn it in and win prizes. So we have some really great prizes, sweatshirts, t-shirts, candles, all sorts of good stuff.
And where will people turn those in? Is that just kind of at the end of the night?
Or? You turn it at the end of the night at Island Artist Gallery.
Okay. Perfect. Great. Okay, so that's tomorrow, Saturday, November 16th from 5 to 7 p.m. On all of Lincoln Street. And then right back to back after that is another event that starts at 7 p.m. So
you could
do the Fall Art Walk and then make your way to the Performing Arts Center for what event is that, Melinda?
It's called Sitkins Can Dance, and it's we opened it up to the public and said anybody who wants to perform any kind of dancing on stage is welcome to come. So the participants are, we have about 20 adults and 10 school-age kids. And we have all different kinds of dancing. The school-age kids are mostly doing ballet, jazz, modern, things like that. The adults are doing a square dance, a Zumba dance, a salsa dance. So we have some musical theater. So it's pretty exciting.
And one of the cool things about this is that everyone's choreographing their own stuff, even the young people, even the kids.
Yeah, so we have kids as young as 10, and they choreograph their own dance. So, I mean, I looked, I gave advice and stuff, sure. But they did it all on their own. It's fantastic.
So that's kind of a neat moment to see these young artists kind of taking on a new aspect to...
Yeah, if you've seen the Nutcracker, then you've seen these people before, and they're good dancers, and this is a chance for them to explore their own creativity and put their own stamp on their dances.
And then some of the traditional adult choreographers are going to be... we get to see them on stage.
Yeah, so we have three Fireweed dance theater choreographers performing on stage. So we have Laura Turcott, Gina Lusher, and Jamie Kirkpatrick. So it's pretty exciting.
Very cool. And also, we were chatting before we came on the air, there's going to be a little bit of live music with this year.
Yeah, absolutely. Laura Turcott is doing a musical theater number, so she's singing and dancing. And Jeff Budd is doing a square dance, and he has Ted Howard and Lauren Wild playing for their dance.
Okay, so very fun. You can come hear some live music and, of course, see the dancers. If people want to attend this part of the evening, they need to purchase tickets, and where can they get tickets?
You could get tickets online at Sitka Fine Arts Camp, and they'll be at the door.
Okay. And the cost for the tickets?
20 and 15.
Okay, great. So yeah, come out for the Fall Art Walk at 5 and make your way to the Performing Arts Center at 7 for two great art events happening tomorrow night. Since you're both members of the Greater Sitka Arts Council, I do just want to take a moment to ask if there's anything upcoming with the Greater Sitka Arts Council that we should know about.
Yeah, so wearable art is coming up, and we want designers to enroll by December 13th.
And where would they do that if there's someone interested in that?
You can just get a hold of a board member. Bobby Jordan is good. Or we have a Facebook page. It's just Greater Sitka Arts Council. And they can send us a message.
Okay, great. And then I believe you're also looking for board members.
Yeah, if you want to get involved and support arts in Sitka, join the board.
Tell us just a little bit about what it is to be a board member, since you both are board members. What does that piece look like?
I'm being pushed. it's you just need to have a love of art. We meet once a month for about an hour and go over things and help. Like, Betty has done all the work for the art walk, so people kind of take on their own special projects. I mean, we try to help each other out, but it works out that way. We'd love to have somebody that was good with money. That would always be super nice to have on the board.
You definitely don't have to be an artist either. I'm not an artist, but I enjoy art in Sitka, so.
That's a great distinction.
Yeah, it's
great.
Definitely for the supporters of the arts, not necessarily artists.
Exactly.
Wonderful. Yeah. And all variety of skills. So if you're interested in getting involved in the Greater Sitka Arts Council, also visit that Facebook page.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Just send a message and you'll get more information there. Okay. Well, so just to repeat, the Fall Art Walk is tomorrow from 5 to 7 p.m. on Lincoln Street, and Sitkins Can Dance is 7 p.m. at the Performing Arts Center. The Fall Art Walk is free, and Sitkins Can Dance does require a ticket, $20 or $15, which you can get online at Sitka Fine Arts Camp or at the door. I've been chatting with Betty Gray, a member of Greater Sitka Arts Council, and Melinda McAdams, a member of Greater Sitka Arts Council, as well as the director of Sitkins Can Dance. Thank you both for coming in this morning.
Thanks so much.
Thanks for having us.
And thank you, listeners, for tuning in to Raven Radio KCAW in Sitka.